everyone. Welcome back to Grow, Glow, and Inspire. It's your girl, Karina. Thanks so much for tuning in. And big shout out to everybody who is new to the podcast. I know a lot of you weren't aware that I did have a podcast. It's not something I usually bring up in a conversation. But I think I'm going to do it more often because I get a lot of good feedback from you guys and I really appreciate it. And I just really like that I can put content out there that is relatable. Maybe not every single episode, but at least one episode is, you know, someone can relate to the content or the subject that I speak about. And that's why I do it, you know, even if it's just like I've always said, even if it's just one person tuning in, like that really means a lot. So, you know, I do it for me. I do it for you. I do it for whoever wants to tune in. You know, I try to keep it as real as possible, as raw as possible, but also I try to be, you know, mindful of what I do put out there and what I say. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I've been through life. Like life has put me through it. Just growing up, just like facing reality. And I feel like I have a lot of, you know, subjects to talk about and relatable stuff, you know, so when other people can relate and I get messages or I see people in person and they tell me like, hey, I listened to your podcast, I listened to this episode and it was really relatable, like depending on what subject it is, like it'll make me happy, or you know, if it's like a tough subject, I'll feel for them, you know, and I'll be like, man, like we're relating to this subject then, huh? So there are other subjects I want to touch eventually, maybe in, you know, a newer season. I feel for this season, I just kind of want to keep it as light as possible because, you know, there are some heavy subjects that are in the back of my mind that I want to talk about. I don't know how to bring it up yet or talk about it, or, you know, because I feel like they're really big subjects that I feel like more people can relate to, unfortunately. And I just kind of want to talk about it, you know, I want to be a little more open about, you know, life. Like people go through shit and it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to share your experiences with the world because sometimes other people carry the same experience and they don't speak about it and they're just holding it in. And I feel like it's much better when you can talk about it with somebody, when someone, you can relate to someone about your situation and it makes you feel like, okay, I'm normal, like I'm not the only one, you know, even though some situations you wish no one, you don't wish it upon anybody, you know, when you can relate to them, it's kind of like, you know, like a little break, like you kind of, that's like when you start healing, you know. And also, like, I've talked about therapy before. I personally have not gone. It has been in the back of my mind for, like, a year now, and I've been super procrastinating on that. But I'm considering it. Again, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I'm going to try to be about it. So let's see. I'm hoping to get in there at least before the end of the year. Let's hope for it. I am okay, but I feel like just, you know, past things that we carry around that sometimes it's hard to let go, I feel like therapy would be really good, at least to help me, you know, be a little bit of a better person, to do a little bit better, to help a little more. And I feel like sometimes I get held back because of certain situations that I carry with me. So, you know, just a little food for thought. So if you are considering therapy, definitely go for it. I feel like sometimes we want to share with our close family or friends that we want to do this or that and we get backlash for it. So, you know, if this is one of those subjects, especially in, you know, Latino communities, I feel like nowadays it can be hit or miss because we are so advanced. It's 2022. It's a different world and some people may accept it and be like, that's good, good for you. And others may not be so happy about it, or they feel like it's for crazy people. That's what I've heard, at least in my family, when I've mentioned it, like, oh, like if I, you know, recommend it to somebody, they're like, I'm not crazy, they're gonna send me to the crazy psychiatrist and this and that. And I'm like, wow. And it kind of like irritates me because, you know, I'm in school for psychology, like essentially I want to do something with psychology, whether it's counseling or, you know, helping the younger generations to come, just, you know, something with psychology. So when they say stuff like that, but they're over here trying to support me, it's kind of like, you're being a hypocrite right now, you know, and it sucks because it's family. So I don't really want to go down that rabbit hole with them. because, you know, they're big supporters. But then again, it's like, you're talking shit about me, you know, you're talking shit about what I want to do, what I'm looking forward to, in the future, yet you don't believe in doing it for you, and you kind of drop names on it, which kind of sucks, you know. That's why I feel like sometimes the Latino community, it's really hard to get your point across or to share your dreams or goals. So write them down. Write them down. If you know you don't have a great support system, or if you're going to share something and it's going to be shitted on, then don't even share it, you know, or just write it down and believe it and go for it and, you know, do what you got to do for you. Stop oversharing with people, because that's one of my things sometimes. Even though I can be very low key, sometimes I get excited and I want to overshare. And sometimes I just, you know, I don't get the energy that I guess I was waiting for or expecting. So expectations kind of suck sometimes, you know. But regardless, basically, I'm saying all this. I know it sounds kind of like it's going negatively here, but the point to this is that no matter what reaction you get, no matter what, you know, other people, anything that's outside of your head, if it's going to stop you, then just don't allow it to stop you. You know, like, don't allow the comments, the side comments, the like options, the opinions, not options, the opinions of others, no matter how close you are to them, to stop you. Like, if there's something that you want to do, you go for it, you try. The worst thing that can happen, okay, it doesn't work out, but you fucking tried, and that's the best thing you can walk away with. I rather live with a bunch of regrets, like, man, I should have never done that, but I did it anyway, versus, man, I wonder what would have happened if I tried, you know what I mean? And I have tried, and you know, growing back, looking back at a lot of things, my dad would always be like, you start one thing and you don't finish it. And I thought that used to be a bad thing, but like, now that like I'm a little older, I understand that, you know what, like, it seems like that, but in reality, I went for everything that I wanted to try, and it just didn't work for me, or it wasn't for me, but at least I went for it. So I don't live with the regret of, oh man, I wonder if I would have, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Instead, I was like, you know what, I did it, I tried it, and it wasn't for me, and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm more satisfied in life knowing that when I was younger, I tried a lot more things, than to be like, damn, I should have done this when I was younger. Damn, I should have done that when I was younger. Like, no, like, I did it. And even though I didn't accomplish everything that I tried, I did accomplish some things. And it's just like, you know, you just build your little yellow brick road, and it's gonna come with backlash and comments and concerns, but at the end of the day, as long as you know that you have, you know, your other plans, or that that's not just your only option, then you will be okay. Just don't be scared, you know, if it's a small business you want to start, or if it's going back to school, if it's getting a new job, like, especially that, I think that's a big thing. I think when I was younger, I was so scared to leave. I had a corporate job and I was so scared to leave it, because I'm like, oh, what if I don't find something better than this, or like more pay, or like, you know, that was always my fear. So I stuck around for too long. And at the end of the day, when I left, I was so miserable. Like, I was so miserable. I was very unhappy. My mental health was just like, it was trash. So don't be scared. Do not be scared of leaving a job, you know. Just make sure that if you're concerned, like if you're the breadwinner, or if you're concerned about money, like making sure that you have something in place before you leave, you know what I mean? Like, never leave just like that, especially if you have a big responsibility as the breadwinner, or, you know, just anything money-wise. Definitely always have a plan. Make your proper moves, and then, you know, if something is not for you, you can feel it. Like, your body has a very interesting way of letting you know when something is not for you, when someone is not for you, because you're unhappy. There's no reason you should be unhappy at any point. Or if you're sad or you feel depressed, like, that's your body reacting. That's your body letting you know, like, something isn't right. Like, you have to change something, or you're forcing yourself to do something you don't want to do. You're forcing yourself to be with someone you don't want to be with. You need some you time. Like, it's just, you know, listening to your body, listen to your soul. Like, you know, when you are not okay, you know, when you are unhappy, you know, when something is not right, you know, we just choose to push through it, or be the bigger person, or be the strong person, or get over it. Like, if you're telling yourself you have to get over this constantly, then you need to really look a little deeper into that. But yeah, with that being said, let's go ahead and hop on into today's topic. And I feel like I want to touch subject on the word honesty. So what do you think about when you hear the word honesty? Like, right now, honesty, honesty, honesty. What comes to mind? Like, do you come to mind? Does your spouse, your significant other, maybe a sibling, a parent, parent figure? What does honesty mean to you? To me, honesty means a lot. I'm really big on being honest, and sometimes it's for the best. Most of the time it's for the best. Sometimes it does take a turn and it becomes for the worse. That's why I think it's important to figure out ways of saying things. And I will always say that. I will bore you guys to death by saying and repeating this. I will always try to find a way to say something. But one thing I don't like is when people try to lie to me, and I know, like, when you know the truth, or when you just can see that they're lying to you, like, that's like, why are you even lying? Like, I rather you be honest with me and I'll try to be understanding. But if you're lying to me and I know you're lying to me, that's going to be worse for you. And it depends on who you are, because if you're, you know, a little more distant, I'll still try to be a little nicer. But if you're closer to me and you're lying to me, you're gonna feel my motherfucking wrath. Because why? Like, there's no fucking reason for that. You know what I mean? And I know I sound very like angry right now. I'm not. I'm just like very passionate about being honest, you know, because I feel like I'm a very honest person. That's how I was raised. That's how I just, it's part of my morals. Like, that's just like a big thing to me, you know, like respect and honesty. That's huge for me. And I feel like I have to be honest when, you know, we need to be honest. And I feel like maybe that's why it's such a big thing to me or for me. So that's why when I feel like someone lies to me or they're bullshitting me or they're not being honest with me, like, it really, I don't want to say I take it like super personal, but I do note it. Like, I noted, I jotted down, and it does change my perspective of you. So that tells me how I can treat you, or how much I can trust you, or to be distant from you, or how close I can be to you. I feel like it tells me a lot about a person. And that's not the only thing, you know, obviously there's other factors or other characteristics that matter to me, but honesty is the biggest thing to me. Like, don't lie to me, especially if you're like, you know, my significant other, if we're really close, like you're my best friend, like stuff like that. Like, if you can't be honest with me, like, we're not gonna work. So if we're close, it's because, you know, we've grown a bond and you're always honest, you're just yourself. Like, you know, we as humans, we can pick up on stuff like that, or when people are being like really fake or pretend to like you or pretend to like care for you, like, you just know. Or maybe it's me, I don't know. I feel like I was very blessed with a very, very strong intuition, and I think I got that from my mother. I could never lie to my mom, ever. I would try and she would be like, oh, hell no, you're joking, right? You're really trying to lie to me right now. I could never lie to my dad. I feel like they both have a strong intuition, and I just like, their intuition blended and created my intuition. I know it sounds crazy, but if you know, you know. And I just pick up on shit, and I don't pick up on everything. Sometimes I miss things. I'm not perfect, you know, but when I do pick it up, I'm just like, oh, damn. Like, you really lying to me right now? Like, and I feel like I cannot hide it though, because my facial expressions, like, they are very honest, you know, it's part of being honest. And I feel like it comes with RBF, resting bitch face. And I feel like I try my best to just like relax your fucking face, because you look like a bitch right now. And I'm not, I can be, I'm not gonna lie, I can be. I've had my moments, but I try my best not to be, you know, because there's no reason for me to be a bitch to someone that I don't know, or, you know. And, you know, I've had my situations out there, you know, in the pop-up world. I'm not perfect, you know, and I do react sometimes, but before thinking, which is something I've worked on really hard. But sometimes it's just like the feeling, it's just an instant fucking feeling that just connects within me, and I'm just like, fuck that, excuse me, the fuck. And I'm gonna react, you know. But for the most part, you know, I try to be nice and kind to people, because if you're nice to me, why, there's no reason for me to be rude to you, you know. I've had situations, very, 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 very few situations, like one or two encounters, where I was not the nicest. I did react right away, but I feel like I was just so frustrated and I was over the situation that, you know, it was just one of those nights. And, you know, I'm not proud of it. I can't take it back because it is what it is. Like, that's their first impression of me, and that's who I will be to them forever and always, because they never gave me a second chance. Cool, I understand that. There's nothing I can do there. You know, I know I fucked up, but you know, what am I gonna do now? Like, I really can't, I can't take it back. I did what I did, and it made me learn to not react like that. And I feel like I reacted like that because of someone else. It wasn't even their fault. They were just there at the wrong time. Really, that's all it was, you know? So that just kind of taught me, like, don't react. Don't take it out on other people. Because being out here, trying to network, trying to, you know, create things, like, I'm gonna fuck that up for myself. So, you know, that's just be mindful of that, because people do talk, people communicate within the pop-up community, you know, within the community itself. And I feel like it did affect me for a little bit, but I was like, you know what, like, it is what it is. I fucked up. That was my mistake. And now I have to deal with the consequences, you know? So I'm not saying, like, it is what it is. Like, I don't care. I'm saying it is what it is, as in now I got to deal with the consequences. I got to face the music of it. It was a while ago. I don't think it's still following me to this day. It did follow me for a little bit though. But again, I learned my lesson, you know, and it's no one's fault, especially if it's something personal. Like, don't take it out on other people, because it's not fair. You know, I would, you know, if I put myself in their shoes and someone reacted the way I reacted to that person, I would probably be like, this fucking bitch, you know, like, I'd be like, damn, fuck you too then, you know, like, what's your fucking problem? So I get it, you know, but that's part of being human. That's part of having emotions, and that's part of learning though. Like, do shit, but make sure you learn from it. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, people make mistakes, that's understandable, but when you're making the same mistake over and over and over and over, like, your mistake is gonna get worse and worse and worse until you're just like rock bottom mistake, and you don't even realize it until you're at rock bottom and you're like, how did I get here? Like, you were being warned the whole time. Like, you keep pressing the color, let's say, just example, you keep pressing the button, it's saying, don't push me, don't push me, don't push me, and there you go, push, push, push. Every time you push it, something happens to you. Let's say you get shocked. Okay, you're getting shocked, shocked, shocked. Every shock gets worse, every shock gets longer, every shock gets stronger. And then you finally hit the button again, and it's like the final shock, and it's kind of like, this is literally like, your final warning. Like, you're like pushing it, you know? And that's what lessons are. Like, you will get shocked, and you will get shocked, and you will get shocked until that last shock is like thunder, lightning hitting you, and you're just like, oh shit, like, life or death situation. Sometimes, obviously not always, it's not always gonna be that drastic, but in some situations, like, it's like you're really pushing your limit. You're really like out here living like you have no sense of, like, you're not immortal, you're not untouchable, you know? And some people walk around here like they're untouchable, like nothing's ever gonna happen to them. And that's a big, you know, that's a big thing. Like, don't walk around here like a dumbass. Don't walk around with your head up your ass. Be mindful of what you do, how you treat people, and I mean everybody, because I feel like some people focus on how they treat people outside of their home, and they don't focus on how they treat people in their home. The people in your home, you should be treated the best, in my opinion, and the people out there should be treated as accordingly, you know what I mean? They should be treated accordingly. And I feel like a lot of us, it's kind of a narcissist characteristic from kind of what I've learned in school and just like overall in life. I feel like I have dealt with a few narcissistic characteristics out here growing up my whole life. And I feel like, I don't know if it's just in the Latino culture where it's really strong, but I have seen it. I grew up seeing it, you know, with a few of my uncles, and I hate to throw my dad under the bus, but he does have some characteristics. Like, I don't want to say he's full-blown narcissist. He's a great guy. Like, you know, if you know him, you know him. He's a really cool guy. But I do want to say he has some traits, you know, some traits, and I've seen that in with my uncles and stuff. When I was younger, they would just put themselves first. Like, we would have parties, like my aunts and my uncles, my cousins, and it was altogether was like 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5 households, right? So 4 uncles, aunts, 4 or 5 of them, and all the kids. and you know, we would all be together and like the kids play around, whatever. We get tired, we go to sleep, so we don't really see the aftermath until you wake up and the ants are all like talking shit, like, these motherfuckers, you know, like something just went down and you're like, what the fuck, like what happened, you know? And I feel like I was a I had older cousins, but I don't think they would go as much, or they wouldn't care what was going on. I feel like I was the one, like I was like the middle one, between my older cousins and my younger cousins, that I had the, like, I had to grow up quick, you know, like I had the responsibility. Like I feel like I was the one that understood shit at a young age. Like I remember being 8, 9, 10 dealing with like adult bullshit, you know what I mean? Again, connecting to trauma, damn man, like this shit's crazy. But you know, I was the one that always like understood, or the one that was like, hey, what's going on, like not even being nosy, just like concerned, you know. I would always be concerned when something went down, but I would understand what was going on. And that's the crazy part, because I look at 8-year-olds now, 9-year-olds now, and I'm like, they would never understand the concept of what the shit I had to deal with when I was younger. And I know it wasn't just me, like again, like I've mentioned this before, but I feel like our generation, like my generation, like we dealt with a lot of nonsense. We dealt with a lot of bullshit. We dealt with a lot of like that same conversation, like, oh, you're so mature for your little age, you know. And it's like, no, it's like, you motherfuckers made us fucking deal with this shit. That's how we, it's not that we were mature, is we fucking grew up, we didn't have a childhood, like we had to deal with your bullshit. So yeah, and I feel like it all goes back to being honest, you know what I mean? So when you're not honest, like this shit goes down. Like, you know, if you're not honest in your marriage and your relationship and your friendships, like shit will always go down, shit will always go bad for you. Like you will be labeled as a liar to people, you know. And these traits are, you know, sometimes part of if you are a narcissist or if you have narcissistic traits. And I that's why I think honesty is such a big deal to me, you know what I mean? Because like it just kind of, it's a trait of mine. So you know, like I said, when I reacted the way I reacted that time, I was being honest. So I was upset. I feel like I was in my right, but it wasn't right that I took it out on the wrong person. You know what I mean? So it's like I was being still honest, but just should have thought about that through before reacting. And that's part of being honest with yourself. I think the best way is to first and foremost be honest with yourself always. And that will always help you to be honest with other people. I understand, you know, little white lies here and there. I know sometimes like people ask really, really tough or personal questions where you don't know how to answer it. So you just feel like, okay, I'm just gonna, you know, little white lie my way out of this. But for the most part, it's just, I feel like it's just important to be honest. And I can tell, like, sometimes, okay, this is how I know, like, who I can trust and who I can't. And I'm totally telling on myself right now, but this is how honest I am, okay? Like, this is how I can kind of, like, know if I can trust somebody or not, you know what I mean? And I know it's, like, the weirdest thing, but my thing is, I'd rather tell you if you're in front of my face and you have something on your face, or you have, you know, a little moquito, like a little booger or something, like, because you know how sometimes they're not even boogers, they're just like, I don't know, like little dust or something, I don't know, just something in your nose, if you have something in your teeth, I will be honest with you. And like I try my best to like not make it awkward, to like hey, you know, like I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, but I'd rather tell you like here before you go and talk to the whole world and like no one tells you. And people tend not to tell you, and that annoys the fuck out of me. Like if you ever see something on my face, you gotta tell me, you know, you gotta tell me like, hey, you got a little, you want to clean your nose or something. That's how I know, like that's how I like, you know, kind of pick and choose my people, which is weird, I know, but that just makes me like, okay, this person's really honest. And to me, that's just like, that's like the biggest like green flag for me, like, okay, thank you for letting me know, you know, like, hey, you have a little something on your face, you have a little, you know. I will try my best to tell you. It depends how comfortable I am with you. If I'm super comfortable with you, I have absolutely no problem, like, oh, here's a napkin or something. If I'm barely getting to know you, like, oh, I might hold back, because I might be like shy to tell you, like I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I will try to find a way. Like if I know you a little more, I'll be like, hey, you know, like just real quick. And I know it's like a moment of uncomfortableness, but with me, like I feel like I try to be my best to feel like a no judgment zone. So I try my best to, you know, do it in a way where it's super respectful, super like just really quick, like, oh, here, really quick, or oh, look, here, I have a mirror or something, you know. And I've had people, like, I've been around people where, like, I have something on my nose and they don't tell me, and I go, like, right after I talk to them, I go and check in the mirror and motherfucker didn't say shit to me, you know. And that, like, I take it offensive, like, I'm like, how fucking dare you not tell me, you know. And like, I know it's one of those things, it's out of respect to people, but in reality I think it's more respectful if you tell somebody, especially if you have something in your nose. Like, that's my thing, like, oh my god, I can't stand that. Like, if I know I have something in my nose and I'm over here talking to like a million people, that makes me cringe. Like, I'm like, dude, I just talked to all these people and none of these people, no one could tell me that like I had something in my nose. Like, I don't know, maybe it's weird, but to me it's like that's how I can tell, at least to me, you know what I mean. And that's not the only way, obviously, but that's like a big like green flag for me. So if you ever see me and I have something on my face and you don't tell me and I check after, like, I'm a red flag your ass, yo. I'm gonna put a big red flag over you, so watch yourself. No, I know it's weird, but I don't know, it just, that's what works for me. That's how I can, that's one way, obviously not the only way, but that's one way. And I'm really big about that, especially like with my boyfriend. Like, he has a beard, so I always tell him like, hey, you got food in your beard. I'm sure I annoy the shit out of him, but I rather tell him instead of him walking around all smiley face and like he has food, a little snack for later in his beard. Like, I rather tell him like, bro, you got a little something. And I know it annoys him because it's like every time he eats and I'm always like, oh, you want to clean your beard? And he just like looks up and he cleans his beard. Like, he won't make eye contact with me. I'm like, why are you upset with me? Like, I'm just trying to like help you. But okay, fine. You know, I'm still do it every time, so get used to it. But yeah, that's like, you know, my weird honesty episode for the week. So just be honest, you know, when you can be honest with people, because I feel like it goes a long way. And for some people honesty means a lot, and they can categorize you into where they want to put you in your life. I'm very picky about who I let in my life, what I tell people, what I share, who I share what with. And if you know me, you know that, because you know, sometimes with some people it's just all business, for some people it's just school stuff, for some people it's some personal stuff, but very, you know, very limited. I only have like maybe three people that know like almost every detail of my life, and even then, like, only one person knows like every great little detail, like every surface, every crevice, every emotion, every feeling. It's like one person that I share that with. You just always have to have that one person, but you gotta make sure you can trust them. You gotta make sure that, you know, the feeling's mutual. Because some people, like, they wanna see you down, you know. They wanna see you down, they wanna see you go through it, and they get happy when you go through shit. So just watch people, you know, watch their actions, their emotions, watch how you feel around people, because your body picks up energy. Like, energy, that shit's real as fuck. So, you know, just be mindful of who you surround yourself with. You make me smile, you make me laugh, I like you already. Like, I'm not that picky. You know, I'm not saying I'm picky, I'm not saying like I don't talk to just anybody. I will talk to everybody, I will say hi to everybody. I am equal to everybody. Like, I don't look down on anybody, I was not raised that way. That's why I feel like the honesty thing is such a big deal for me. But yeah, guys, so let me know what you guys think. What does honesty mean to you? I will ask that question on my Grow, Glow, and Inspire Instagram. I want to know what honesty means to you. What does it mean to your family? How do you go about it? Just talk a little bit about what honesty means to you, or what comes to mind, what you thought about this episode. Feedback is always welcome. You know, and like I said, so far I've had great feedback. Thank you so much. I know I'm still working on a few things. Season one is more like a me thing. Hopefully season two and three I can have other people on, like a little co-host. And I do have people in mind, so I feel like I'm very excited for that, because I feel like these episodes I've had lately, they've been pretty okay. You know, they've been okay. I'm not gonna be like they're the best, but they've been okay. And I just feel like when I talk to someone else, it just gets deeper and deeper. Like, we go deep into the rabbit hole, and I love that. I absolutely love when I can converse with people, and we can talk about anything, like any subject. Like, nothing is off topic, nothing is off the table. I love that shit. So, you know, the more conversations we have, the better for me, you know, because I just, that's what we're here for. We're here to communicate. We're here to conversate. We're here to enjoy life, enjoy one another, enjoy other human beings and conversations, you know. So I cannot wait for the newer seasons. But yeah, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and cut this short. I feel like every time I talk, it's getting longer and longer. So I got to really watch my time. But, you know, for those of you who tune in, honestly, really, really, really thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes when I finish the episode, I go ahead and put it on and I'm listening to it and I kind of daze off into what I'm saying. And, you know, I really hope that you guys really enjoy it. But yeah, guys, I hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Let me know what plans you have for the weekend. Message me, interact with me. Let me know that you're listening, what you like, what you don't like. Feedback. All feedback is welcome. Good, bad, pretty, ugly, whatever. But yeah, also don't forget, we will be having an event September 3rd, Saturday, September 3rd, at CarQuest in Vista off of Santa Fe, North Santa Fe, South Santa Fe. It's on the same street as Guadalupe. If you guys, you know, follow our events, we're on the same street as Guadalupe Brewery, that CarQuest right there. And it's gonna be from, oh my god, I gotta get these times down. I want to say 12 to 5, I believe 12 to 5. But I will get back to you guys on that. I'll go ahead and confirm. We will start promoting this Saturday, so flyers should be out Saturday, so you guys can have the right information and more details. But alrighty, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. It's your girl Karina from Grow, Glow, and Inspire. Have a beautiful rest of your day and a beautiful rest of your week. Thanks so much.